Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us for our travel portion of the show today. Right here, we're coming at you live from Palm Desert Studio on this hot summer day. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm back for second hour, hour number two.
Flew by as usual.
Yeah, it did. We want to congratulate Rosie in the first hour. Won some tickets to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. And this hour of the show, we do have some tickets to give away as well. I'm going to do that in just a minute. I'm going to have give away 2 3-day general admission passes to Comic-Con Palm Springs. Yeah, August 25th through 27th. Those tickets will be at will call. And that number you will need to call when I tell you to is 760-440-8255. All right, this portion of the show, well, this segment of the show, or this hour of the show, let's put it that way, it's all about travel. But during the show, we're going to talk about traveling with your pets. Kim Laidlaw, she's going to be joining us from Animal Samaritans. We're going to talk about some tips, summer tips, what you need to know. In fact, on the news, they've been showing it over and over, and no matter where you live in the West, where it is hot, remember that cement out there is blistering. 190 degrees.
Horrible.
200 degrees. Don't walk your pets on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. It is bad. So we're going to get some tips, I say, and we're going to talk about traveling with pets and give you some heads up and help you out. Maybe you didn't know. Sometimes it's just common sense things that we don't even think about. We just take those little paws, those little pads under their feet, thinking, oh, those
like,
are...
That's yeah, plenty.
Yeah, exactly. That's not going to hurt them. That's what they're made for. Well, they're not made for 120 degrees weather. All right, today's show is presented by Thai Smile Ranch and Mirage on El Paseo. So check it out. They have their summer hours going, so make sure you look them up on the website or give them a call so you know exactly when their summer hours are so you don't forget. This week on Traveling with Françoise television show, I think we're replaying now. We're bringing back the Salt and Sea show for a couple episodes. I'm going to Carlsbad to film the next episode, which, again, what I said earlier in the first hour, it's going to be more of a travel show versus just a one-day road trip type show. So we're going to be there for a couple days, and you'll see what's going on in Carlsbad. And I have some places picked out to go to that I bet you didn't even know existed, and they're pretty cool. So that will be what we'll be working on. Then we also have coming up the Pageant of the Masters behind the scenes on the television show, and then the Nashville trip, which is sold out in August. In fact, we have a waiting list for the Nashville trip, and that's a good thing to have. But it's one of those that once it gets closer and there's more hype about the solar eclipse and what's happening, people are going to start looking for places and want to go. So you can always call Adult Customized Tour and put your name on the list and see if someone doesn't show up. Okay, as I'm going to talk about the new vacation rental enforcement underway in Palm Springs, let's put those tickets out there for you for Comic-Con Palm Springs. It happens August 25th through, it's a 3-day event, 25th through the, make sure I tell you the right dates, 25th through the 27th. These are general admission passes. They're good for all 3 days. And give us a call. They will be at will call. I don't mail these to you. They'll be at will call and in your name, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. If you want to win tickets to Comic-Con Palm Springs happening in August. So it's going to be a big deal. It's getting bigger. Last year they had, 20,000 people show up. This year is going to be bigger and better. Stan Lee's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So don't hesitate, because this is one of those snowball effects. The closer it gets, then everybody wants to go. Right now they're thinking, I don't know. But let me tell you, once it gets closer and all the hype, you are going to want to go. All right, the City of Palm Springs' new vacation rental ordinance is now in full effect and proving successful as a city policy toward balancing interests of property owners renting their homes for short terms and neighbors who might be adversely affected. They have all sorts of rules coming out. There are 2,100 registered and permitted vacation rentals over in the Palm Springs area, so there are permits. They will be giving violations, a lot of stuff going on. So if you are planning on renting your home as a vacation rental, please, in any city that you live, please check with the city office and make sure that you know exactly what the rules and regulations are. Okay, because, again, you don't want to do this and then something happens and you realize that you weren't covered properly, and you're responsible for the big old mess. All right, so check it out. And we also did get an email from Carol. You remember Carol called and won tram tickets. She said, Francoise, thank you again so much for the tram tickets that I won on your program. They're going to come in mighty handy this week, which is when I'll be using them. I didn't tell you when you spoke with me on the radio that it was really like a slightly delayed birthday present. As I turn 76 on June 3rd, as I am an avid traveler, and I enjoy your radio show very much, and I'm looking forward to a respite from this week's heat at the top of the tram. So congratulations to Carol. We are more than welcome. All right, Sean.
You have a winner on the phone. You have Jane from Palm Springs.
Okay. Hi, Jane from Palm Springs.
Hello, Francoise.
How are you?
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm very excited because this is the first year I'm going to be going.
Okay.
Every year when I see, you know, all the magazines and everything for the pictures afterwards, I said, I know I should have gone. And this is a fantastic chance for me to go.
Well,
and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I am so excited because I do the same thing with a lot of events because I have a whole schedule planned. You see the stack of events I have on my desk. And sometimes things don't work out and it just doesn't work out for me to go. But then afterwards I say, I knew I should have gone.
I know. Exactly
I do it. I'm just like you, Jane. Well, congratulations. Now, this is the second year of Comic-Con, so it's new in our Coachella Valley. But the first year was just such a huge success. This one's going to be even bigger and better. We had Chris on the show. So your name and a guest. Remember, it's you and a guest. You now have, you both have 3-day passes, and they will be at Will Call. Remember that, so you don't have to worry about asking me. I'm keeping a list. Your name will be at Will Call. Your tickets will be at Will Call and your name. Okay?
Awesome, and you get it. Have a good birthday. I probably won't speak to you before your birthday.
You brought
have a great
that up.
Birthday coming up.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Yeah, we're getting better. We're getting better.
That's what I say. It's a biggie, but I just, you know, I'm.
It's a biggie for me too.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn. Part of me is a little. I don't even know. Part of me thinks I should add a huge party. The other part said, "Nah, maybe I'll just go visit my friend in Vegas." I don't know. Who the heck knows? But it's okay. It's good. We're all good, right, Jane?
We are perfect. That isn't good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, Sean, Jane and I could have just talked for the whole time. We should keep Jane on the line. We should have a great conversation. So, but she did bring up my birthday. Yes, I'm a Cancer. Birthday in July. It's a big French holiday, Bastille Day. My mother told me yesterday, she told the doctor she has to be born on Bastille Day. No matter what we do, I want this child born on French Independence Day. Well, and it happened. So there you go. But I'm not in France. So if I was in France, they'd have this huge celebration. And I would think, oh, is this all for me? Anyway, okay. Let's see. What do we have? We have those. We gave those away. I do have a $25 gift card to Kaiser Restaurant. We'll see if we can give that away a little bit later on in the show. I think what we're going to do, though, is when Sean comes back, because our guest did show up, we're going to step aside for just a moment, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some travel news. I want to bring you updated on what's happening in other parts of California and other areas where snow is melting, causing a big mess. You want to be careful when you're out traveling. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Now, remember, Adult Customized Tours, they have some great trips coming up, so I don't want you to not be informed. They have the Orient coming up. They also have the Copper Canyon. That is a really big trip. A lot of people love going on their Copper Canyon trip. So check it out. That one's about a 10-day excursion, but it is fabulous. And go to the website, ACT Adult Customized Tours. It's act-tours.com, and see all the new trips that they have posted because they have a lot going on. And now is the perfect time to make your plans, at least register for them. And then from there on out, well, you know, you go. This segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They offer free one-on-one appointments with a low vision consultant who can assist with ordering adaptive products such as magnifiers, sunglasses, large print items, etc. So give them a call at the Braille Institute, 760-321-1111. And remember, their programs over there are free, complimentary, so please take advantage of it. All right, I wanted to tell you this. Kings River, listen, this is something, because here we're messing around with 122 degrees and up. And up in Fresno, authorities have ordered people living along a swelling river in Central California to evacuate after levee breaches along the Kings River. You know, all those rivers that go up there.
Right.
In the Fresno, Sacramento area and all that, they're just so, just beautiful. Well, this has been a nightmare because it's all due to the snowpacks that are melting in the Sierra Nevada, and it's sending raging waters downstream.
Wow.
So go figure, it's 100, because Fresno can get really hot.
Right, yeah.
So, but now, but they're worried about all this water's coming down, levees are about to breach, and people think, well, it's cool, it's hot, we'll just jump in the cool water.
Right, that's not really how it works.
No, and then they get
swept,
you know,
under.
Swept under, and it's bad news. And in Yosemite, they are having big problems because they've had this major rock slide on one of the main roads that goes through Yosemite. It's the Arch Rock entrance on Highway 140. Now, people that are having to go around this, is taking them a couple hours to go around now.
Wow.
Because that's the main path. So in Yosemite, they're having problems with this main road there. And it's just become a nightmare. So when you're going to Yosemite National Park, I would check out, I'd go to their site, check it out, see what they're doing, see how they're rerouting you, because they say 5,000 park visitors use the entrance each day.
Wow.
Can you imagine rerouting 5,000
yeah,
cars?
Yeah, that'd just be
to go.
Terrible.
Yeah. This is, and it all had to do with our winter weather, the moisture and whatnot. They, of course, they have the gushing waterfalls there. It's beautiful in Yosemite. So you need to be, this travel season is going to be really, really busy. They're estimating just a couple percent or more jump in people traveling, whether it's by car or plane or train or bus or however. People are going to be traveling more this summer. Gas prices are down. It's just something that folks want to do. And so if you're going to places, I would, you know where you're going, check it out first to make sure that there's no major problems. Try to come up with a map. I'm one of those that I do sort of like to go with the flow. And if I see something I'd like to go check out, I'll get off the road and go check it out. But
I wish I was more like that. I'm just not. I have to map it out.
You have to. Well, I do map it out too. I have my map also, so I know. I mean, I have my GPS, and I also print out MapQuest directions just in case.
Right.
Because sometimes GPS take you in places you have no idea where you're going.
Yep.
And I like to compare and go, which one do I think is better?
Yeah, because sometimes the printouts will take you nowhere as well. So you got to look at them both and try to find the medium.
Which one? Let me flip a coin. But if you're going, I don't know, wherever you're going, if you can map it out first and just try to find if you're, if it's a little off the beaten path, to make sure the roads are open, and so you don't get somewhere and you're stuck. That's the problem.
And it's a horrible feeling.
Right. You drive all the way. You get off the one main road you're on. You're going to take this shortcut through the mountains or whatever. You get halfway to the top, and the road's closed. So you've been driving 2 extra hours.
And now you got to roll around.
You turn around.
Back,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So just try to check it out. So here's another one. California is still digging out snowy roads. Yes. There is, they say there may be no more potent reminder of California's humongous snowfall than the plow still clearing roads. Still clearing roads that snake across the state's highest mountains as summer approaches. Crews have been digging, blowing, and blasting for months, and the work is not finished. Said it's almost the middle of June, and there are a lot of passes that are not open. They are not open up.
That just seems, I know it's naive, but it's just hard to believe that it's so warm here.
Yeah.
And it could be that cold anywhere near us.
Right. Exactly. So if you're going to higher elevations, they say the eastern entrance station at Tioga Pass is buried in slow. That's 9,900 feet up there. There's a lot up in the higher you go in the mountains, the chances of roads being closed. They're trying to get them clear. But then again, we just had what that snowfall 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had
snow. Yeah, there was late snow.
Yeah, and there's other dangers out there, not just the roads. I was reading today about a hiker. A lot of people think, wow, it's beautiful. It's snowfall. It's gorgeous. I'm going to go hiking. People that are experienced hikers, this gal was hiking up in the Sierra Nevadas, and she didn't know that underneath her was a lake that gave way.
Wow.
And she fell into it.
That would be terrifying.
It was, she said, and she was all by herself. There was no one out there. She had this back, huge backpack on her, and it swept her. I mean, the whole story is unbelievable. I think it swept her underwater to another lake that she popped. She had air. She popped up because she was under the snow mass.
Right.
You know how it's where they have those air pockets? Then she came up, and she finally grabbed some branches along the way to stop her.
Get out? Wow.
Yeah. But she said, we don't – experienced hikers are even getting
that's crazy
messed up because of so much snowfall, not knowing what's underneath them. They showed her next to a house, the roof of the house, the only – it must have been one of those little – cabins, like ranger cabin out there.
Right.
The only thing you'd see was the very peak of the house.
Jeez.
That's how much snow was there. Yeah. So be really careful. Whether it's heat or snow or whatever, just use some common sense. All right. Arizona. Northern Arizona campgrounds from Holbrook to Flagstaff and Williams are reporting very high occupancies as they start the summer camping season. Some parks in Flagstaff area are seeing their highest business levels ever for this time of the year. And so check that out. If you just think you're going to hop in the RV and go, you might want to make reservations in advance because a lot of the RV sites and campgrounds and whatever, they are full. Here's another one. The Association of RVs, Arizona's Association of RV Parks and Campgrounds, which hosts GoCampingInArizona.com, the travel planning site, has issued Park of the Year awards to the following campgrounds: Butterfield RV Resort and Observatory in Benson, Paradise RV Resort in Sun City, Black Rock RV Village in Brenda, Orange Shadows RV Resort in Mesa, and J&H RV Park in Flagstaff. They all won awards, and they also go on to say that this year, again, camping is very, very popular. Make reservations in advance. Don't expect to drive up and find a spot because they are filling up quickly. They have reservations. The spots are gone. So please take advantage of all these camping sites out there. All right. I said I was going to give away that $25 gift card to any Kaiser Restaurant Group. You cannot have won this in the last couple of months. Please, let's give this to someone who hasn't won it. Give us a call, 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. That is a $25 gift card to any Kaiser Restaurant Group restaurant. And that includes Jackalope, Chop House, Kaiser Grill in Palm Springs, and all the restaurants. So again, if you have not won this in the last couple months, call us. I'll mail this out to you. 760-440-8255. $25 gift card to any Kaiser Restaurant Group restaurant. All right, in Los Angeles, the tallest building west of the Mississippi River opened its doors, celebrating with lights and fanfare in a once stodgy downtown Los Angeles. That is sprouting a lot of new buildings down there. The 73-story building has a huge spire that brings its height to 1,100 feet, topping the nearby U.S. Bank Tower by more than 80 feet. The Bank Tower has held the height record since 1989. Now, the tower features a 100-foot-tall, sail-shaped crown built of glass and steel. It is the first modern high-rise in Los Angeles without a flat roof since 1974. High-rise buildings had to have helicopter pads in case of fires or other emergencies. So what does that mean? They don't need to have that anymore?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
I don't know.
I don't feel like up is the way I would go if there was a fire in a building. I mean, sometimes it's the only way you can go, but it's still a tough way to go. Like, I feel like I'm going to have to try to find my way around to go down. I want to go down.
Well, I guess unless you're trapped, it says the Wilshire Center obtained fire department permission to use other safety features, including a special landing platform and a dedicated elevator for firefighters.
Oh, wow.
So that was their way. And the city ended the flat roof requirement in 2015. And you're probably right, because going out, would they want to land a helicopter on a burning building because of the heat rising.
Right.
That affects plants and stuff. So anyway, there you go. Very interesting. And here, talk about heat. Seven Palm Springs flights were canceled due to heat. American Airlines canceled seven flights between Sky Harbor International Airport and Palm Springs International Airport on Tuesday due to extreme high temperatures. It said, according to a statement from American Airlines, the American Eagle regional flights use the Bombardier CRJ aircraft, which has a maximum operating temperature of 118 degrees. Tuesday's high in Phoenix reached 119. They say extreme heat affects a plane's ability to take off. Hot air is less dense than cold air, and the hotter the temperature, the more speed a plane needs to lift off. I did not know that. A runway might not be long enough to allow a plane to achieve the necessary extra speed. So remember, we asked Tom Nolan about the length of our runways here, and he said, not a problem. But so I did not know that there was a temperature that would ground planes. Now we do. Yeah, interesting. Which I like that. I'm glad that they did that, because people would say, oh, take off anyway. It's all right. Just go for it. Until they don't quite make it off the ground. Yeah. And speaking of airlines, well, demand for planes to soar for 20 years now. Boeing projected Tuesday demand for commercial airliners will continue to grow during the next 20 years, particularly in Asia, with a need for 41,000 planes worldwide valued at, get this, $6.1 trillion. For example, Boeing announced Monday that Lion Air Group has committed to 50 of the manufacturer's 737 MAX 10 aircraft. Other airlines as well are buying in. So it's big, big business now, airlines. Remember when they were just struggling and they didn't think they were going to be able to stay open? But they say Boeing said low-cost carriers and new markets could spur demand for 29,000-plus airline single-aisle planes, a projection 5% higher than last year, worth a combined $3.2 trillion. The projection for these 9,300 wide-body passenger planes, such as the 787 and 777X, are worth a combined $2.5 trillion. And they're talking about, going to be a lot of changes in these new airlines as well. And here's one of them real quick. Travelers boarding American Airlines' new fleet of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft later this year might notice something different. Backseat entertainment screen. Airlines announced that they're not using them anymore because people bring their own devices. So they're taking them out. Saving some money there. All right. On that note, we don't have time to talk about the top 25 airlines. We'll do that next week. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about traveling with your pets, how to keep them safe and sound while you're in the airport, airs, and your cars all over the place, and much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Well, here we go, folks. We are on the air. We're traveling with Francoise. I'm also doing a live stream of There's Sean over there. If you go to the Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise, you can see what we are doing on the air. Here's all my stuff in front of me. And there's Kim again. All right, we have Joanne on the air. It's really funny because Joanne called me during the break, but she called several times. And I thought, who's calling me? So I answered the phone. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
How are you? You weren't panicking. You were really cool. Anyway, you couldn't find the number to the station, so you called my phone, which is all over the website. So you wanted the $25 gift card to any Kaiser restaurant, right?
Yes, we've never been there.
All right. Well, guess what? You won it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So congratulations. Cool. I know. There you go. She is a winner. So Joanne, thanks so much. You gave me all those nice compliments. There's our guest, Kim, over there. You gave me all these nice compliments, and I'm so glad that you love the show. And keep those hands on the wheel, though, okay?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, I love your show. Listen to it every Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and make sure Sean has all your info, and I'll get that out to you tomorrow. How's that? Drop it in the mail.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you, Francois.
Take it easy. All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, now I am actually going to turn off the live feed here on Facebook because I'm not going to sit and hold my phone the whole time. So there's Sean on the phone over there. So I'm going to turn this off and welcome our guest again, which is Kim Laidlaw. Hey, Kim, it's been a while.
Well, Francois, it's been seems like it's been years, which actually it has been, I think.
I don't know why it's been so many years, but I know, well, part of it was me because we had booked and then I had to change and then we booked again and I don't know what happened there.
Well, we just get busy and our schedules rearrange our life for us, don't they?
They certainly do. But you are here right now, and I do want to say this segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley. Any of that new or gently used items, take them over to Angel View because we know when we travel that we don't need a gazillion pounds of stuff.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You know, and this made me think of something while you're here. A lot of times people buy items for their pets, toys and all sorts of stuff that the dogs never even use.
You know, that's very true. It's almost the same as when you have children. You know, you buy them all these toys and then they like to play with the box.
Yeah.
I mean, and I am guilty of it myself. I have a golden retriever at home and she has a big toy box full of toys and there are probably three that she only selects every single time. So what I've started doing actually is just rotating them out so that she feels like she's getting a new toy every couple months when in fact they're just old ones that we're bringing back out after they've been put away for a while.
That is a very good suggestion. And my second suggestion was to take these items to Angel View.
That is a great idea.
And let them sell them for a lot of pet owners out there and to go over there. And there's always stuff for humans there. And I just thought, well, I know a friend that has a pile, ginormous pile of toys that sit in a corner for his pet.
Well, yeah. And no, that is a great idea. And it allows someone who can't go into PetSmart or Petco mm-hmm. and spend the $20 on a toy to then get a reasonable toy for their animal.
Right.
So it's a great idea. We just purchased some furniture for our staff lounge from Angel View.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yep.
It's so
fun. I
love
going there.
Oh, me too. Yeah. You never know what you're going to find. And they have so many stores throughout the Coachella Valley. So you can go to their website, angelview.org. But remember, just take them over there. You can get a receipt if you need it. I never get a receipt.
But, I don't either.
But yeah. But they have pet take a pet bed that your pet doesn't want to use because he'd rather sleep in bed with you.
Yeah.
You know, that expensive pet. And you ask yourself, why did we get that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, all right. So do that. Again, thanks to Angel View for being part of Traveling with Francoise. So, all right, Kim, you are now with Animal Samaritans.
Yes.
Right. And you've been with Animal Samaritans how long?
Going on 3 years. It'll
going
be
on 3 years
in September.
Okay.
And it's been great to help homeless and abused animals find loving homes, rescue mm-hmm. them from the streets, be part of our humane education program where we go into grade school and high schools, and we teach children about responsible pet ownership. Mm-hmm. We're approved to go into all three of the unified school districts. We have an educator who's bilingual who is specifically there just to do that. Age-appropriate presentations on how to approach strange dogs or why you shouldn't approach strange
mm-hmm.
dogs,
yeah.
How to pet a dog so you don't scare them. I tell you, when I first started working for Animal Samaritans, I didn't really realize how big of an organization they are.
Mm-hmm.
They have 5-6 different programs, the shelter, the rescue program, the humane education program, 2 veterinary clinics. We have financial assistance for seniors over 60 to help them when their pets need medical assistance. We have a community cat program where we help people in the community catch feral cats,
mm-hmm.
Get them spayed and neutered so that we can stop the overpopulation of kittens. We are, as I like to say, the most comprehensive animal welfare group in the Coachella Valley with our focus on companion animals and the people who love them.
Well, you do a great job over there. I've been talking about your microchip Mondays all month long.
Oh, great. Thank you.
In fact, today I was telling everyone tomorrow is the last day to take advantage of this. It's the last Monday of the month.
It is the last Monday of the month. However, by popular demand, we are going to hold it over through July. It has really been successful. And that is one of the important steps that you need to take before traveling with your pet.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they are microchipped. Make sure that the information is up to date. So getting a microchip is a great thing. But if you don't keep that information up to date on that microchip, then it's not going to do any good if your pet gets lost. And so one of the things that Animal Samaritans offers along with the microchip is the free registration of it. So you're registered. In 10 days, your pet is registered, and you don't have to worry that your pet's not going to find their way home.
Well, if they missed it, I want to give this a hint, because I talked about this in the first segment of the show. Every Monday, now through July, $15, you can get your, it's called Microchip Mondays, $15 will get your pet in microchipped. No appointment necessary between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. at in one of these two locations, Animal Samaritans, their veterinary clinics in Thousand Palms on Petland Place, or in Indio on Jackson Street. So if they go to the Animal Samaritans website, mm-hmm. the information is there.
It
right?
is.
And
yes.
that website is?
AnimalSamaritans.org.
Pretty easy.
Yep.
Pretty easy.
Yes.
All right. In fact, Sean and I were talking about this. Sean said to me, he goes, do you think they have GPS yet in these microchip systems to where they can find where the animal is? Have you heard of that yet? Now, I was just reading that for traveling, they do have collars now with
yes.
GPS.
Right. They don't do that with the microchip,
okay.
But they do have the collars or little tags that uh-huh. you can get for your animals that have the GPS in them. I personally don't know much about them other uh-huh. than what I've read. I haven't used any, and I don't know anyone who's used any, but mm-hmm. It's certainly a viable option for especially when you're traveling.
Right. Okay, so let's talk. You're here to talk traveling. So, yeah, traveling with your pets, and we've been just kind of catching up too. It's been a while, but so much going on. So where would you like to start? Because we are going to go to break in just a couple minutes, but should we start traveling with your dog or cat? First of all, let's talk a little bit how stressful it can be on your animals. People seem to think that because their animals are with them, that they won't be stressed, that having them with them and taking them all over versus putting them in a kennel, a daycare or a facility.
Or having a neighbor
watch them, or someone come dog sit at your home.
Right.
It's a better option in taking them. What are you hearing from the experts about this?
Traveling for pets is really stressful. Mm-hmm. Part of it is if we're stressed, our animal gets stressed as well. It's the old adage that however you're feeling, your feeling goes down the leash to the dog. So if you're feeling stressed out, if you're very emotional, if you're very high strung, chances are your animal's going to be the same. You know, if we live in an environment that's a little chaotic, then our animals become a little chaotic. If mm-hmm. we live in an environment that's very calm, our animals are calm. But taking an animal out of their environment, even if you've been doing that since they're a puppy, can still be very stressful because it's not a place that they're accustomed to going. Animals that go back and forth because maybe they live with snowbirds, that's okay. They're accustomed to that. Mm-hmm. That's not stressful. It probably was stressful for them the first, second, maybe even
right.
third time, but now they're accustomed to it and it's not stressful for them. So we need to remember that, you know, when we go to the store or we go get our hair done, other than if you're going to Venus de Fido, because mm-hmm. you can have something fun to do for your animal
right.
as well.
And they have daycare center right there for the pets.
That's
right?
exactly mm-hmm. right. Most times it's best to just leave your pet at home.
I really like hearing that, because I was telling a story earlier. I'll make it really quick. At the store, this lady with her mother brought their dog, a very old dog. When left the leash really long, people almost ran over the dog with a car. I mean, it was just really out of place. It just is not every place is the place for pets.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And we happen to be very lucky here. I mean, most grocery stores and food establishments won't allow an animal to come in mm-hmm. Unless they're a service animal.
Right.
So we have a lot of outdoor patios, which, of course, we're not sitting with our animals now anyway.
It's too hot.
Really need to be mindful of how the pet feels in that situation.
All right. Now, you have some tips, and why don't we do these before we go to break? Preparing for a trip. Let's
sure.
go over these real quick.
And I'm going to just throw something out there that a plumber said to me one time when uh-huh. I was having some work done. There's a rule of thumb, which is called the 5 P's, and that is proper planning prevents possible problems.
Mm. Okay.
So, and I try to use that in a lot of things, but mainly, we really need to prepare for the trip. We need to make sure the animal's microchipped. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that they're wearing a collar and that the ID tag has all of its current contact information
so
on it.
So important. The collars. I see a lot of collars, no IDs on
right,
them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And even if the pet has a microchip and the owner thinks, oh, well, I don't need to put a tag on because they have a microchip, the tag can always be your first choice of getting that pet home safely, because mm-hmm. with a microchip, you have to take the animal to a veterinary clinic right. or maybe PetSmart, get them scanned. And so there's a delay. Mm-hmm. If there's a tag on the collar with a phone number to contact, it can be almost instantaneous that you can get that pet back home.
Okay.
Another thing is, you know, take a recent picture of your pet. Keep it on your phone. We do it for our children. So, you know, we should do it for our pet as well, because if we're on vacation and they get lost and someone says, what does your pet look like? You don't want the picture of the pet when they were a puppy. You want the picture right. of the pet when you left to go on the trip.
Good point. Great point.
And again, you know, planning, do your homework, find places that you can go to that accept pets. If your destination is in Colorado, maybe Denver, make sure that you know where the nearest veterinary clinic or mm-hmm. emergency clinic is to where you're going to be staying. Be prepared on, you know, to stop every 5 to 6 hours for a bathroom break and have yep. water on hand so that you can give your dog water and a snack while you're on the trip. And, you know, it's really all in the planning. If your animal is taking medication because maybe they're diabetic or maybe they have yep. seizures or something, make sure that you have your medication and make sure that you bring your rabies certificate and papers that back up why your animal is taking that medicine, just in case you have to make a trip to a foreign veterinarian that you're not familiar with. You have the information readily available. They don't have to wait for your vet to open back from where, you know, your mm-hmm. hometown in order to get the information on the pet. So
I mean, it's basically a human. What we should be doing, all these things, frankly, we should be doing as a human when we're traveling.
That's exactly
except
right.
Except for the microchip.
Except, although one day they may have that on that on us as well.
We think that's going to happen. We're pretty sure. Sean and I have a bet on it when. So, all right. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about packing for your pets. Very important what to pack. Where should the dog sit in the car? Mm-hmm. And how about on a plane? I mean, there's so many things to talk
right.
about. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Joining me in studio is Kim Laidlaw. She is with Animal Samaritans. We're talking about traveling with pets, and you can go to their website, animalsamaritans.org. But on the phone, longtime listener, Gina Edwards. Let me set this up real quick. They showed their Shelties for years and years and years, and they were on the road a lot, and they had it down to a system. Hey, Gina.
Yes, you do.
Hi. We thought of something a few years back that works great in the heat. Mm-hmm. We either are going to a dog show in Las Vegas or just going to a rock concert at one of the hotels. We bring pop-up crates with us, the kind that are very thin. You get them anywhere for cheap. Mm-hmm. We check in with our dogs, yep. go to the room, pop the crates up, then we unload the car.
Fair.
So the dogs are in the air-conditioned room waiting for us in the pop-up crate. They're not going to knock anything over. It's worked wonders.
And one thing I really want to ask you, it is a good idea, and I wanted to ask him about this also. Did you ever give your dogs any sedatives when traveling?
No.
Okay, just curious.
And I haven't either.
They're on meds because we go to Animal Samaritans, and because I have old dogs now, they're on meds, yeah. and we carry those in our refrigerator section of our van.
Right.
But traveling with the dogs, they each have their own crate
right.
in the van, and it's close to the air conditioning. They love their crate. We're in a cargo van. Mm-hmm. That's their house.
Okay.
But the reason why we pop those things up is even 5 minutes in a car unloading your car is they're going to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Much too
stressful.
Hot. Yep.
Gina, thank you so much.
Yeah. We love Animal Samaritans.
Okay. Thank you, Gina.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great tip. Bye-bye. Okay. So good tip. Pop-up crates.
It is a good tip. And I just added that to the list. I have a section here about packing mm-hmm. your pet's travel bag. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to put pop-up crate first on the list. Thank you, Gina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go, huh? Because it's you never know. And they have different size crates. So you certainly don't need a humongous crate for a little tiny dog. But when you have
correct.
A big dog, you don't want to stuff them into a little crate.
That's exactly
you
right.
Have to
the
be
rule
careful.
Of the rule of thumb with crates is that the animal should be able to stand up, and have 3 to 5 inches around its entire body to be able to turn around. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to also put an animal in a crate where they're going to always constantly be hunched over because they can't put their heads and their neck up erect. So that's really important. When you have large dogs, that means you're going to have a really large crate. Mm-hmm. But that is the best for them.
And especially if they're flying as well. If you have them flying, do the airlines, and this has nothing, I don't know if you're going to know this or not, but do airlines have crates to put your dogs in, or do you have to supply a crate?
So typically you have to purchase the crate yourself.
Okay.
But they do have specific airline crates. Personally, I would drive before I put my animal in the belly of a plane, but that's my own personal preference. Mm-hmm. Other people have done it and have had fine experiences. Other people have done it and have had not such good experiences. So, it's difficult, I realize, when you have a large dog. If they're not a service dog, you can't bring them on the plane.
Right.
And people want to be able to travel with their pets. And sometimes the best thing for that is to drive. To make sure that you and your pet are really at the most comfortable level they can be at.
I think that's what I would do. I think that's what I would do. All right. Packing for your pets. They need a bag also. It's
they
not
do. They
just
need an overnight bag.
They need
that's
a bag.
Right.
So what would you put in your travel bag for your pet?
So we're going to have their dog bed. We're going to have a blanket. We're going to have an extra collar and leash with an ID tag just in case. Mm-hmm. You lose the one that they're wearing.
Yeah.
And it's possible. They can get spooked. They can pull hard from you, and maybe their collar comes off. You're able to catch them, but maybe the collar flies somewhere. You know, I always err on the caution of what if. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how I like to do it, base it when I'm traveling with my pet. So extra collar, extra leash with ID tag, very important. Shoes for your dog in case the weather is really hot. We want to make sure that they're not burning the pads of their feet.
I want to say that's not silly anymore. When people start putting shoes on their dog's feet, everyone laughed, or cats, and they thought, oh, this is ridiculous. What are they? These crazy. Look at Sean's even laughing now. They said these crazy pet owners because the dogs and cats don't know how to walk in them. But this extreme weather change that we're having all over the world, it's a serious issue.
It is a serious issue, and it can do serious damage to the pads of your dog's feet. And so I know a lot of people will say, oh, but my dog doesn't really like to wear them. You don't really give them a choice. It's kind of like a child. You don't really give them a choice with what's good for them. Okay. So you put the shoes on them, you get up and you start walking. You don't coddle them for it. You just make it matter-of-factly, and they'll get used to it. Mm-hmm. Mine wears them all the time. She may groan when I go to put them on, you know, or give me the look like, oh, no, not again.
Yeah.
But she's going to get the shoes on if we have to go out. Of course, the best thing in this heat is not to bring your dog out in the heat anyway. Walks early in the morning or late at night.
Mm-hmm. And one artificial turf is double the heat intensity of grass as it gets warm, but not like artificial turf. Don't think that if it's artificial turf, it's safe for your pet's feet. It is not. It's brutally hot. It can burn humans' feet. Don't go there.
It can.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
absolutely correct. And what a lot of people don't realize either is that blacktop is about 25 to 30 degrees hotter than what cement is. So you want to avoid blacktop. I mean, I live in a community where I don't have sidewalks, so I'm walking on the street. But I can feel the heat off the blacktop through my sandals.
Right.
So that's pretty hot.
Okay. We're missing half some of the stuff here. Let's go with first aid kit.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to have a first aid kit.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have food and water.
Right.
We're going to have baby wipes.
And why?
And the baby wipes are in case the dog steps in a puddle of mud or in case you happen to stop someplace and there is a dog park. Sometimes dog parks aren't the cleanest, so you want to make sure that you wipe off the pads of their feet before they get back in the car. And then you've got their dog bed, you've got their blanket, extra collar leash, you've got toys, familiar toys for them, a chew bone. Many dogs like to chew Nyla bones, and make sure you bring their bone with them. Shoes. And then one of the important things that I found is always making sure that you have a can of organic unsweetened pumpkin. It is so good for whether an animal has diarrhea or whether an animal is constipated. And sometimes animals, when they're out of their environment, won't go to the restroom. But organic unsweetened pumpkin. Can really do so much.
I've never heard of that.
Yep, and helping to soothe the stomach of the internal lining of your animal's stomach. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you bring that with you. And one of the things that I also want to say is when you're out traveling, new food that you introduce to your dog is not really a good idea. Mm-hmm. Make sure you keep them on your diet because that could make a nice trip turn into a not so nice trip by having a sick dog.
And take the food with you. Just pack it
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Put it with you.
And always take a couple days extra because you just never know. I mean, a lot of times you scoop it out, you know, twice a day they get fed. You scoop it out, you're going to be gone 7 days. But my recommendation would be always make sure you have enough for 10. You never know if you're going to get a flat tire. You never know if the weather's not going to be good for traveling. So you always want to make sure that you have extra food.
Well, Kim, you have to come back.
Oh, I'd love to.
You're going
to
come because we didn't cover. She gave me 5 pages. No, I'm teasing. A lot of things to talk about pets with traveling. It's always a well-received subject because we don't do it enough. We don't talk about it enough on travel shows and whatnot. We're always talking about humans and what to do with them. So we want to make sure we take care of our furry friends. Such great tips, ideas. Don't forget the heat out there. Put those little shoes on. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks to all the callers today. Really appreciate it. Next week, yeah, we have to wrap it up. I'm sorry, but we do. We have to go. Next week, we'll be back. We're going to talk about the taste of Rancho Mirage, and then we're going to go to Great Camp Sagamore in New York. Thanks to Dan and Carol. Yeah, they just went there. Oh. On that note, everyone have a great one. And remember, it's never too late to get alive. See you next time. Bye.